Welcome to the Rent to Retirement Podcast, your resource for passive real estate investing and retirement strategies. If you're new to real estate or planning your financial future, you're in the right place. Join us at renttoretirement.com to find your path to financial freedom and an easy, carefree retirement. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Rent to Retires, it's Adam Schrader here with Zach LeMaster, and we have got a show today where we want to talk about what is going on in the marketplace, because we have got, I don't know if you've looked at the website lately, people, but if you haven't, it's time to look, because there are a lot more markets, a lot more properties. You know, you hear about the housing crisis, the housing inventory shortage. Well, at renttoretirement.com, you will not find a shortage. I think that's safe to say, wouldn't you say, Zach?
Absolutely. This is something we've a lot of people have kind of been battling with over the past really 2 years at least, and still relevant today is having a hard time finding inventory in markets that we want to be in that actually cash flow. And of course, our job as we're personally investors, we're finding the best locations that maximize cash flow appreciation and equity, looking for areas that are going to set you up in the path of progress to invest alongside of us in these areas that we've been successful and built excellent teams. And we're very excited to talk about some of the new areas. These are areas we've been investing in for a while now, working on making sure we're refining the process, making sure we have the adequate teams in place to produce a solid inventory along with a great team to ensure people are going to be set up for success. And these are excellent areas. We are really excited to talk about some of the new construction as well as the rehab stuff. So let's get into it, Adam.
Yeah. So first off, I want to talk, there are two things that people talk to us about all the time. One of them is Texas, and the other one is wanting 2 to 4 doors on a property. So what we have here is we have some new construction going on in Denison, Texas, which is up north of Dallas, close to the Oklahoma border, which, you know, I forgive them for being near Oklahoma. At least it's on the Texas side. But these are new construction duplexes from one of the builders. I think you've known them for a little while. Isn't that right, Zach? They haven't been bringing us properties lately, but you've known them for a while.
This developer, Steve, is someone we've worked with and I've worked with personally for many years. So usually Steve is keeping a lot of his duplexes internally. And these are some that he's decided to allow us. We only have a handful of these, but excellent area to get into multifamily and into Texas where you are having high appreciation and high rental demand.
Yeah. So we got these. The price point is $475,000. So a little bit pricey, but break it down for two homes and you're looking at, you know, $235,000, $240,000 per side. It rents for $3,400. It is a 6-bed, 6-bath duplex. So you got a 3-3 on each side, and it is 2 weeks from completion. So one of the things that people always complain about with new construction is delay, delay, delay. You know, the timeline is so long. What we're focusing on is making sure the timelines aren't so long, and we've got that going on right here. Anything you want to touch on with that, Zach?
Yeah, perfect for 1031. As you can see from the photos, these are high-end finishes. These are not low-grade rentals. These are high B and A-class areas that are going to have high tenant demographics, high-quality tenants, and have strong appreciation potential. So yes, higher price point. We have some other stuff we'll talk about at lower price points here in a bit, but excellent opportunity for someone to get into property right now. With all of the supply chain issues and delays in construction, permitting, health inspection, so on and so forth, it's hard to find new construction that's like ready to go right now out of the gates that still cash flows in a good area. So this is definitely something I consider or would ask someone to consider looking at if they like multifamily new construction in the market that has the highest population growth of Texas.
Yeah. And if you're listening to this on the audio podcast, like a lot of you mostly are, then you want to go to our YouTube channel. You can see all the pictures of this. So just know you can go see the pictures. They are, like Zach said, looking really good. So let's look at the actual numbers. So with the adjustable rate mortgage that we've been talking with our lenders about, we're looking at about $870 a month in positive cash flow with an 8.44% cash on cash and a 12.7% total return on investment. If you go the 30-year fixed rate route, you're looking at about $435 a month cash flow, 4.25% cash on cash, and 8.55% total return on investment year one. Now, keep in mind, people, this is year one. Most importantly, what I tell people is I love new construction, and I especially love positive cash flowing new construction, because even if it's a low cash flow year one, you are set up for great success if you can make it work starting year one.
And just to critique you, Adam, when you say total return, I mean, this is not factoring in debt reduction.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there's that aspect of it, as well as projecting future appreciation.
Yeah.
So,
So the ROI number you'll see on our website at rentoretirement.com on that active inventory sheet, that's the ROI you're going to see there. That's what I was going with the total ROI. But yeah, once you factor in all the other things as part of it, you're looking at a much better return than that. So now I want to get into new construction homes and some of the panhandle of Florida. Sorry, we don't have a better picture of the front, but you know, as you can see, they're getting close to completion. So Zach, anything you want to say about this area first?
Yeah, I love this area. This is actually, so I think Florida in general is probably the best market right now to invest in, balancing all things across the board. It has high, strong, you know, population growth, landlord-friendly legislation, high rental demand, extreme housing shortage. We're seeing strong appreciation in both rents year after year, as well as appreciation in home prices. Last year overall, we saw 29% appreciation in 1 year, as well as 22% increases in rents. And so these are areas, if you want to be in the path of progress, if you like new construction, Florida is a place to be, and we have investment opportunities all across Florida. I would look at this as a greater Pensacola area into Phoenix Springs, as well as a Milton. These are, now we have limited amount of these, and they're going to go rather quickly. These are all 45 to 60 days to completion. And so you can easily use a 1031 exchange. You're not having to wait for a year for these to be completed. And often many investors on their appraisals are coming into immediate equity with these, as well as having strong appreciation shortly thereafter. So, I mean, anyone that's not familiar with Pensacola, it's a hub for military. There's an extreme housing shortage. The military is offering actually incentives to developers and things like this to go out and create housing opportunities, because they just don't have housing for the military members, and they are excellent tenants, as well as just the overall population shift down to this area. This is an area I personally love and would highly consider investing in for anyone that likes new construction in Florida in the path of progress that's ready now.
Yep. So let's go into the numbers here. So the price points here are $325,000. Going to rent for, we expect, around $2,375 with a 3-bed, 2-bath, and like Zach said, 30 to 90 days from completion, which is nice to see. A lot of the Florida stuff we've had recently has been more like, you know, in the 6 and up month, but 30 to 90 days, like Zach said, perfect for, you know, 1031 exchange or something of that nature. If we look into our numbers with the adjustable rate mortgage that we have, about $609 a month cash flow, which is 10.45% cash on cash and a 15.6% cash on cash with depreciation. And a fixed rate mortgage, you're looking around $292 a month cash flow, 5.07% cash on cash and 10.31% cash on cash with depreciation.
So just to remind everyone too, when you're looking at these numbers, these are pro forma numbers that are projected year one. First of all, we're projecting taxes on new construction. We're factoring in taxes that are probably actually relevant in year two or three. We want to show what the full taxable amount is, but your cash flow and return on investment actually year one and two should be significantly greater, because the property on new construction is not fully assessed yet. And so that's just something to be aware of. We're not showcasing that because it's a little bit complicated. We want to show the full estimated tax value years down the road. But your actual year one and two return should be significantly higher. And it's hard to find new construction in a good area, in a good market, that is actually positive cash flow. That's something we struggle with all the time. I think, Adam, we probably review, you know, hundreds of different markets and build opportunities to find one where the numbers actually make sense. And this is an area where it does. As you mentioned, these are ready within the, you know, reasonable amount of time frame, so you can use a 1031 on them. But this is huge, you guys. I mean, if these rents even go up 5% per year, which is extremely conservative and way lower than what we've historically been seeing in this area, your cash on cash return and cash flows can be significantly greater. So just always want to mention that look into the future as well. As like, and we have a calculator on our site under tools where you can punch in, you know, whatever rent appreciation numbers that you want to kind of project where this is going to be cash flow year two, three, four down the road. But this is the type of property where people are buying. it makes sense today. It's new construction. You don't have any maintenance on it because you have the builder warranty that's comprehensive. You have long-term warranties on things like foundation. And then year two, three, four, these things are overperforming from your initial projections just because of the simple rent increases in demand over time. Definitely consider this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And remember, you know, if you don't do it in the next 30 to 90 days, well, there goes, you know, 8% of your money due to inflation. So
that's right. Yeah. An 8% return and then an 8% compared to an 8% inflation that is devaluing your capital, right? That's really a 16% spread. So
yeah, and Michael said, I noticed on the pro forma that the down payment is 20%. Is this correct? Absolutely. You can get into these properties with 20% down. If you want to go 25% or above, you can, but 20% will get you into an investment property.
Yeah, last property was a duplex. So that is 25%. Yeah. Anytime you have multifamily, 25, single family, 20%.
Yes. Yep. So, you know, you're welcome to do more than that, but you can definitely get in for that amount. So the next thing we're going to talk about is new construction in Ocklawaha, Florida. Now, I have to fully admit, I'd never heard of this place before, and I was like, where on earth is this? And then I looked into it, I talked with the local team, and was pretty impressed with what's going on in this area. I know a little bit more about it than I do some of the other Florida areas because they're newer to us, and I'm learning about it. Zach knows a lot more about them. But this is an area that is in the Ocala area where, you know, investors have been flocking for several years, and essentially Ocala is getting to the point where it's harder to make deals work. And so this is kind of the next step. It has had a whole bunch of distribution centers move into it lately. Amazon moved there, which when Amazon comes, that brings FedEx. They have Chewy's.com, which is an enormous company. They have a distribution center there as well. You've got workers from the Villages, which is the world's largest 55 and up community. The workers don't live in the Villages because they're not 55. So they move over and live in this area. So it's a lot more impressive than I originally thought, because I was like, that's a strange name, but it's a strange name, good market. So this market, you can get in for $212,500. So it'll rent for roughly $1,650. It's a 3-bed, 2-bath. These permits have been issued on the property and the construction is beginning. So a little bit longer than the 30 to 90 days, but the permits have been issued, which if you know anything about Florida real estate, is the big slowdown. So you've got a, you know, permit issued, construction beginning. You just put a down payment down, sit around and wait for the completion to be done, and then you add in the rest of your deposit.
I think just a couple points on this one. So this is a little bit of a different scenario. I would consider this greater Ocala, kind of central Florida area, good old horse country. But this is an area that is growing. However, you're probably going to see a little bit less appreciation. And I say that now just looking at historicals, but who really knows? I'm sure as Florida continues to be built out that all areas are going to have strong appreciation. But compared to what we were just looking at in the Panhandle, Pensacola area, this is going to be a little bit lower price points. So easier entry point, maybe slightly less appreciation than you're going to see there, a little bit lower rents. So it's just more affordable cost of living, but also means cheaper, more affordable house prices to actually enter into. With this type of inventory, this is something that you do have to wait, though. You put a deposit down, you wait for it to be completed. Probably not completed within the next 6 months. There's some of these that are in progress, but this is more of a waiting game, just so you're aware. And with all these properties that we've talked about so far and a lot that we're going to be presenting today, there is limited number of these, guys. The whole reason we're doing this right now is to showcase the amount of excellent inventory we have right at this point in time. So now is the time to act on this type of stuff, because we can only build so many houses in these areas with our building partners. Once they're gone, it's just a waiting game until the next round of investments become available months down the road. And those are going to be at higher price points. So, I mean, the numbers may not be as attractive in the future. This is why it's important to act quickly, ride that appreciation wave. Even though interest rates have gone up, the numbers still make sense and you're still having rental increases. That's why you got to run those numbers years in advance, looking at what future projection looks like and get that appreciation. So If you're ready to invest, or if you've been thinking about it for quite some time, you like new construction, you like these areas, now's the time to really put action into place and start looking at some of these. This is some of the best inventory I think we've ever had as a company over the past 10 plus years, and we're super excited about it. We're buying a lot of the stuff ourselves as well.
Now, you say that, you know, appreciation might be lower, but whenever I was talking to the build team there, the next cheapest spec home, according to them, from any of the other builders is $240,000 in the area. So you're looking at walking into potential equity in the property as well. I mean, obviously with the $212,000 price point, it's probably not going to be as high as you could get in some of the other ones, but it is definitely there. So
yeah, no doubt, Adam. I mean, that's a good point. I was kind of comparing like, you know, Pensacola to this area, and we would think that Pensacola might have a little bit higher appreciation. But I mean, the reality is some of these areas are just, you know, they have this hockey stick growth, and it's still at that affordable price point right now. I think the big caveat with this one is just the waiting period with it. But that's a good point. These appraisals are coming back higher, and people are coming into immediate equity in these. That's a huge benefit.
Yeah. And so look at the numbers. With the adjustable rate mortgage, we expect about a $411 a month cash flow, which is 10.38% cash on cash and 15.35% cash on cash with depreciation. And with a fixed rate, you're looking around $203 a month, which is a 5.24% cash on cash and 10.32% cash on cash with depreciation. So Michael also asked if either of us own in this specific area or Ocala. I have not personally, because I am invested in enough other markets that I'm not looking to expand into more markets, but I love it. And so it's as soon as I mentioned this to my wife, her first thought was, so do you want to buy there too? And
I'm building in all these areas, you know, so absolutely. Yeah. This is why we go into these areas. I mean, we are investing in these areas heavily in Florida for sure.
Yeah. Zach finds builders because he wants to buy the properties too. Let's be honest.
I'm great at finding the right people out there and creating those relationships and negotiating below market deals. So that's the benefit of being in our network.
Yeah. So now we got some stuff in Houston. We obviously had some new construction recently outside of Houston, but now we're actually getting into the Houston market with the turnkey rehabs. Just so y'all know, new construction in Houston is probably not going to work because most stuff there is, you know, $700,000 now for new construction. But the turnkey rehabs, this is a team that, once again, I believe, Zach, you've known for quite some time, and they're coming back.
Well, yeah, we've just done a lot of personal stuff with them. This is the first time we're actually bringing this to our investor database, because I've been trying to create this for a couple years now. Like, hey, let's do some more. Let's scale up and do more and start presenting some of these opportunities to our investor base. And just now they're coming around to it. And these guys do excellent rehab. This is an excellent team, in-house property management, whole nine yards. You guys will see some photos of these. The numbers make sense. It's pretty hard to get into Houston on quality properties in good areas that are in that, you know, 2 to 250 range. It's just kind of a unique price point, and it's difficult barrier of entry to find this type of stuff. So we're excited about this.
Yeah, absolutely. And as someone who lived in Houston for 7 years, I can say people who move to Houston tend to stay there because it's a great city. I just moved back because of family. So this price point on this particular home is $228,000, rents for around $1,650. It's a 4-bed, 2-bath, and it was rehabbed 1 year ago. If you look at the pictures here, you can see, you know, nice looking kitchen, good hardwood floors, got a whole lot of benefits going on with it. And we expect it to return with the adjustable rate mortgage, $321 a month, which is a 7.6% cash on cash and a 12.61% cash on cash with depreciation. And with the fixed rate, we're looking at about $98 a month, which is 2.37% cash on cash and 7.48% cash on cash with depreciation. And a lot of that just comes with Houston and Texas in general has seen a lot of appreciation, and rents haven't had a chance to keep up. But I would expect to see strong rental growth. Knowing what I know about the area that it's in, I would expect rents to be continually increasing.
I do want to address those numbers real quick, Adam. Someone could look at that at a 2.37% cash on cash, and you know, no one gets excited about that. That doesn't seem like a huge margin of error. But the deeper kind of evaluation on this, all of these Houston properties that are rehabs are currently rented, and they're rented under market. So that leaves a value add, that leaves some equity potential and some increase in future rentability or future income on that. So that's something just to be aware of, is that there is upside potential on the rents on these, and we can walk you through these evaluations, probably around $100 a month. So that actually would double your cash on cash return and your income on these, just releasing these to current market rates. It's just that these have had excellent tenants that haven't really increased the rents to market rate because they have been good tenants. But remember, over time, this is year one projection. I won't beat a dead horse here, but look, run the numbers at year 2, 3, 4. Even with a 2, 3, 4% rental increase, which is well below what we're seeing, this has high potential for return on investment, both from an appreciation and increase in income.
Yeah, $1,650 rent in Houston is very cheap. You know, you could easily push this up quite a bit to get back to market. And so, like Zach said, it would, you know, make your cash on cash a lot higher. And remember, you're still financing it, so your returns go up, five times whenever you're doing it at 20%. So, next up, we have Turnkey Rehab from a team that we recently brought on in Baltimore. Do you want to talk a little bit about this team, Zach?
Yeah, Baltimore and Maryland, this is just a hard area to get into to make the numbers make sense. So a lot of what we're seeing here, these are townhome structures, and that's just how the city's kind of built out. So these aren't standalone single family, but these are the areas where you want to be. If you kind of look up some of these addresses, these are in areas that are going through or have gone through gentrification and revitalization. These are the areas that are being transitioned where 5-10 years down the road, you're probably going to see these price points skyrocket over time. So excellent team. Again, in-house property management with these guys. We've just had a great relationship working with them. We know they put out a quality project. We'll look at some of the photos of these two. Highly encourage people to look at this type of stuff if they're wanting to, you know, be in a new market that is pretty hard to make the numbers even positive cash flow in a good area, but up-and-coming areas, definitely check it out.
Yeah, and so we got a price point of this one at $203,000, rents for about $1,500. It is a two-bed, two-bath, and the rehab just finished up in May of 2022. You can see the appliances, the finishes, all of that, some nice stuff going on there. So the numbers, when we look at it, we expect the adjustable rate to be at $483 a month cash flow, 12.7% cash on cash, and 17.65% cash on cash with depreciation. And the fixed rate, you're looking at $284 a month, 7.65% cash on cash, and 12.71% cash on cash with depreciation. So still looking at a strong return there. And like Zach said, up and coming neighborhoods, good place to be. Nice team that was vetted out. And so we're excited about this opportunity. It's always fun to find new markets to go into.
Yeah, and it's hard to beat these numbers, you guys, kind of in this area. I mean, this is an exceptional return. When you're looking at your fixed rate mortgage, I think we're running between a 6 to 6.5% interest rate on that. That's pretty aggressive. I mean, there's also ways you can pay points to put that. You can put more money down if you want to have a higher cash flow number on some of these. And there are, I mean, we're seeing fluctuation right now. So we're putting this out right now live, and then, you know, who knows where interest rates are going to be. So this is applicable to where we're at right now, probably with that 6 to 6.5% interest rate. If you're paying no points, if you're putting 20% down, there's definitely options to increase those cash flow numbers based on the loan structure you're looking at. So just make sure you're speaking with your investment strategist at Renter Retirement to look at all loan options.
Yep, absolutely. So the next thing I want to switch to is, Zach and I were talking beforehand, and he said, "Hey, we need to show this property." And I said, "Well, Zach, that's not even up on the, the website. How are we supposed to do it?" And he said, "Well, let's just share it now because it's going to be up. So need to show everybody this next one." And it is actually
first look at a property that hasn't even come out publicly.
So we are looking here at Port Richie. You want to talk a little bit about this opportunity, Zach?
Yeah, greater St. Petersburg and Tampa area in Southwest Florida. You guys, Southwest Florida is an area that you should be no stranger to at this point if you've been following us, an area that we're just super bullish on, that I'm personally invested in the most out of all markets that we focus on. just because it's such an exceptional market. And this is an area that is in the path of progress, extreme rental demand and undersupply of housing. I mean, it's we have highlights about all these areas because these are all areas that we're focused on and excited about. We're not talking about areas that don't have exciting things to present to you, but this is an area where you can come into a rehabbed house in an area that has strong rental demand and is going in the path of progress for future appreciation. Also, this team, exceptional, top tier team, rehab managed. I mean, these guys, we've had zero complaints ever from working with these guys because they always produce a good product, and we're very excited about this area.
Yeah, and if you know anything about Florida and you hear St. Pete, you know, oh wow, you can actually afford a home in that area. It's a nice area. So we're looking at a price point of $214,990. Going to rent out for $1,850. It's a 3-bed, 1-bath. The rehab is completed, and they're just waiting on the purchase to place that tenant. You can see some pictures here of the finishes that are going on, mostly wood flooring throughout, really nice looking bathrooms. And the expected return down here with the adjustable rate, we're looking at a $497 a month cash flow with a 12.44% cash on cash and a 17.41% cash on cash with depreciation. And for the fixed rate, we have it estimated at $287 a month, which is 7.34% cash on cash and 12.42% cash on cash with depreciation. So really solid numbers, especially getting into that area, which is a nice place to be. So
we chose one of these. We do have other properties becoming available, but these things will go extremely quickly. As we see a lot of our inventory moving quickly. So I would say 3 to 5 a month is what we're looking at here.
Yeah, and I mean, a $214,000 home in Southwest Florida is pretty impressive. So let's see, we wanted to highlight a few of our other markets and some rehabs that we have because we know that we're still seeing, we don't want to forget the markets that we've been in for a while and that we like a whole lot. And so they're going to like two more. One of them is in Kansas City, and we'll get to that. This is a team that has been giving us a lot of inventory lately. I'm seeing some great rehabs. The inspection reports you see come back from them are very clean. You know, just little things here and there that, you know, it's like I like to say, home inspector's job is to make sure nobody ever buys a home.
Yeah, these are some guys that we've been partnered with personally, right? So we're a little bit more intricately involved in this type of stuff. So we're kind of making this transition. Everything we talked about so far is pretty much Southeast. We're a little bit higher price points. Probably strong, appreciation compared to what we're going to be looking at now is Midwest. So Midwest, bread and butter rentals. Out of all the markets we've been investing in personally, KC is the longest one. I've been investing in KC for probably 15 years now. Still own property there and done quite well in KC. It's just a solid market that has a little bit lower price point. Still, we're seeing rents and appreciation there. But it's just your slow and steady, predictable market. That allows you to get into properties at a lower price point and probably cash flow a little bit more in the immediate time frame. So that's kind of the comparison to the Midwest. And we love Kansas City. It's an exceptional market.
Yeah, and we want to make sure also, I mean, we talk about new construction a lot, and it is fantastic. But we also talk about diversification a lot here because diversification is important. And whenever you diversify geographically, you have to look at the market and see what is realistic here. And as you go into these markets, a lot of times, the turnkey rehabs make way more sense than new construction in the area, and you can get a good, solid cash flowing property. I mean, the vast majority of my rental portfolio is turnkey rehabs. So don't think that we're, you know, poo-pooing the turnkey rehabs because, you know, you can make some really good money in turnkey rehabs. I mean, I know I have. Zach obviously has as well. So this price point is $149,000. It rents for $1,250. That's a 3-bed, 1-bath, built in 1954, but the rehab is scheduled to be completed at the end of June here in 2022. With the adjustable rate mortgage, we're estimating you're going to cash flow $392 a month, which is a 13.52% cash on cash with 18.28% cash on cash with depreciation. And with the fixed rate, we're estimating $247 a month, which is 8.75% cash on cash and 13.65% cash on cash with depreciation. So you'll notice these numbers a little bit higher because turnkey rehabs tend to have a little bit higher price point. And with the slower appreciation, rents don't fall behind as much. And so you're able to get in and get a higher return. So
yeah, and these price points, mid $100,000, $100,000 to $200,000 price points that are double digit cash on cash return in the mid teens. I mean, this is a place you want to be. And we didn't have any finished photos because that house is still under rehab right now. But they look exceptional, just like the stuff you've already seen. Beautiful rehab and quality job there.
Yep. And so I'm going to go to the next home here, which is actually in the Akron, Ohio area. And this property, again, pre-rehab photos because it's still in the process and waiting to be completed. So this one is a price point of $144,000, going to rent out for $1,150. It's a 4-bed, 2-bath home. Will be completed, as I said, in the beginning of July of 2022. And we expect this one to cash flow $338 a month with the adjustable rate, which is 12% cash on cash and 16.73% cash on cash with depreciation, and $197 at a fixed rate, which is 7.21% cash on cash and 12.09% cash on cash with depreciation. And again, this is another team that we've worked with for a long time, very easy to work with, does in-house property management. I haven't heard a complaint from them in the whole time I've been here. People who buy them, I've had one client recently who bought from them and came back and said, anytime this guy gets another property, let me know. I want to buy another one from him.
So, yeah, we're just seeing good results, and you get on the phone with them. You know what I mean? So these are teams that we want to partner with. We've seen good track record with. Because we have standards, right? With everything, with all of these local rehab and management teams, we personally vet and use them. And if they're not providing quality inventory and good service to our clientele and our network, then they can't be a part of our network. It's that vetting process that is extremely important. That doesn't mean every single property operates 100% exactly like you anticipate, and you never have tenant issues, but we know that we have teams to, stand behind. But I think the point to summarize in all this, Adam, is there's still inventory out there that you can make cash flow right now. And there's still some very exciting investment opportunities. So even though we have some volatility in the interest rates, you can still make viable investments. That's just a metric right now in time. Some of this stuff, like if you don't take action now and you let inflation eat away at you, 3 or 4 years down the road, you're going to be looking back saying, I wish I would have. I mean, everyone has that hindsight, but it's important to just take action now. Lots of excellent investment opportunities. Adam, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I agree completely. It just makes me think of, you shared a Bigger Pockets message that you got with me over the weekend where the guy said, I'm ready to invest with you. I missed out on a lot of money over the last 2 years.
I love having the conversation with people 3-4 years down the road, and they've just had a decent rental they bought in the Midwest or wherever, and we've kept in touch and they've continued to invest. But then when we actually dive in a few years later and look at their investment, because I found a lot of people, and this is fine with passive investing, turnkey investing, you just don't really evaluate those numbers every single year, and that's okay. But it's sometimes you need to look back at it. And when we look at market comps and how rents have increased over that time, and then actually run a return on investment for someone just bought a bread and butter 3-2 Midwestern house that has, looking at the depreciation they took and the tax benefits, looking how the loan has been paid down with principal payments by the tenant, appreciation and rental increases. Everyone is having extremely high return on investment, sometimes in the 100% range. It's just awesome, or sometimes much greater. And then at that point you can say, okay, do you want to do a cash out refi? Do you take a HELOC out? Do you sell that property 1031 and grow your portfolio? My point here is just buying rental real estate and letting it do what it does over time. Don't be out there looking for this unicorn investment. It's like, okay, I want to have a 20% cash on cash return. That probably doesn't exist if you're still in a good area, or if the house doesn't have something detrimentally wrong with it. So just buying modest real estate in good areas with good teams, that's how you build foundational wealth both now and for generations to follow.
Absolutely. So head on over to renttoretirement.com. You can see this inventory Well, eventually you'll be able to see the Port Richey, but you saw it here today. So if you want to schedule a call with us at renttoretirement.com, we can, you know, give you the inside pro forma again before it gets put up there. But you can see the active inventory there on the website. Schedule a call with one of the investment strategists. We're happy to walk you through where you want to go with your journey and how to get you there. Leave us a review on a podcast platform. Just head on over there and leave the review for us. We'd really appreciate it. If you have any questions that you want us to answer on future live streams, future podcasts, anything, you can email it to podcasts@renttoretirement.com. Really appreciate y'all joining us today. We'll talk to you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Rent to Retirement Podcast, your number one resource for wealth building real estate investing and stress-free retirement strategies. Continue your real estate education and invest with us at renttoretirement.com.